I'm Kidman Williams, the host of The Great American Circus. Make sure to go to gonzotoday.com and check out some of the changes that have been made to the website, along with poetry by Ron Whitehead. Read Donny Casto's Dark Tale of Drugs, Silly Sybin, The Green Fairy, and A Walk on the Edge with Oscar Wilde. If that isn't your cup of tea, there's always The UFO and the New World Order by Kyle K. Mann. Be sure to check out the Gonzo Fest 2015 Literary Contest winner, Crawdads, by David Allen. Also, remember, if you love, like, or have even grown a fair hand-holding relationship with Gonzo Today, donate. Every little bit helps. Because remember, Gonzo Today is a nonprofit organization full of entertaining artists, writers, and just general weirdos. If you don't want another great voice to go away, please donate. Gonzos and circus freaks, I'm Kidman Williams. This is the Gonzo Fest, episode 2.5, The Smell of Gonzo. So, to let you know, this episode is dedicated to the people of Louisville, Kentucky, or should I say Gonzoville. Louisville, Kentucky, it's an amazing city, and I can't say enough great things about it. The people are amazing. That's what we're dedicating this episode to, is the amazing people that make up Louisville. Because as gorgeous as it is, as beautiful as the sunsets and the sunrises were, and every, you know, it's a city. And, you know, I grew up around Chicago. And Chicago has its ups. But like Louisville, it's like Chicago, except clean, but the people there are what make that whole town shine. So this episode has nothing to do with the Mayor Greg Fisher or even like Ron Whitehead. This is for you guys, the people of Louisville, Kentucky, the town that I really just fell in love with. But for, you know, we've got a few of the more interesting interviews we did with some of the folks around Gonzo Fest. One was, we had a guy named him and his girlfriend. I don't remember the girlfriend's name, but we had Frog Corpse. Yeah, you heard me right. Frog Corpse. We had Lang the Lesbian. Great girl. Awesome. There's a little story that I'll have for you about that whole deal. And you know, Chris is not here. You'll hear him on the recordings from Gonzo Fest, but my little buddy's not here. He's not here to help us with this, with these little promos. And I miss that little pussy fart. I do. I miss that little pussy fart. But anyway, you know, first, let's get to the first guy. we called him the LSD Popsicle Man. He was sitting there licking this chocolate popsicle the whole time we were sitting there trying to talk to him. I was a little worried about my microphone. But anyway, without further ado, you'll hear me again. Here is the LSD Popsicle Man.
This is not psychedelic art. It's not psychedelic art unless it's on water and mercury.
This is my cat. That's you? Paul Rand?
I was at Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, I mean. Why did I just say that?
I don't know.
He's the only senator from the Illuminati.
This is true. Here. You want on? We'll give it to you. You're a patron of Louisville. Louisville? Is that better?
That's much better.
Better, Chris.
That's better.
There you go, sir.
I had a friend.
What's your name?
My name is Don Meinshausen.
Yeah.
In 1964, I was involved with Youth for Goldwater, and I ended up smoking pot with three young college students, and all of them ended up as writers for Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
Yeah, and this goes to prove that if you smoke pot, it leads to criminal associations.
This is, there you go.
All right.
All right.
I also smoke pot with Pearl Hess, who was Barry Goldwater. documentary was made about his life that won an Academy Award.
Right.
Also a founder of the libertarian movement.
You're a founder.
Founder, yep. And I worked on Ron Paul's campaign and Rand Paul's campaign.
Excellent.
And now
I'm
doing it again.
Yeah, and what brought you to Gonzo Fest?
Gonzo Fest, well, when I was living in New York City about 20 years ago, I used to arrange speeches for Timothy Leary and Robert Anton Wilson.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, it helped, develop my career at that point.
Yeah.
Which was making certain things available to people.
Okay.
So
nice.
That kind of stuff. Now, when you were talking to our fair mayor here,
yes,
did he talk about legalizing medical marijuana or anything?
I actually didn't even ask about it.
You didn't even?
I didn't
You're
even
a
ask.
Bad boy.
Why am I a bad boy? Well, I'm a bad boy. I know this, but...
Because there's all these friends of ours are in prison now for that, and we need all the endorsements for medical marijuana that we can get.
This is true. And I'll give that to you for sure.
Let me tell you something about the upcoming governorship election in Kentucky. I've talked to several of the Tea Party candidates. They're for legalizing medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Really?
Conway, Attorney General Conway, he's against it.
Really?
Yeah. Think of it. The Republican is better on the issue than a Democrat.
Hey, the Republicans used to be the Democrats. Don't forget that.
That's true, but in 2010, Conway was debating Rand Paul, and Rand Paul said he was okay with it. And he said this in Louisville.
Right.
And Conway said, oh, I'm against it. So
well,
what's going on here?
Don't know. Well,
yeah,
we have to get to the bottom of that.
Gotta figure it out.
We will get to the bottom of that at some point.
And as you know, Hunter Thompson once ran for office.
Yes, I do. I do know that.
In Aspen, Colorado.
Yeah.
So things are changing since Hunter's time.
Well, sure, but you're also seeing a lot of states, and they are legalizing medical and even legalizing it for recreational also.
Exactly, as it should be, because it's a plant that's been used for thousands of years.
Exactly.
And did you know that Kentucky grew about 90% of the country's pot?
Do you notice I'm not shocked in the face?
In fact, three of the greatest figures associated with LSD in this country came from Kentucky. Now, you know one, and that's Hunter.
Yeah.
Who are the other two? Well, this goes a bit before your time, but there was a very famous brand of acid called Owsley.
Okay.
There's an Owsley County.
Right.
In Kentucky. Several buildings named Owsley.
Huh.
And he made the best acid in the country.
Sounds like a good deal.
You're getting a history lesson here, kid.
Yeah, we're getting quite the history lesson,
now,
for sure.
Okay. That brings
it's
us
good.
Up to the third one.
Okay.
That guy was named as Al Hubbard.
That name I know.
Okay. And he was known as a Johnny Appleseed of LSD. He was in the OSS and the CIA.
Yeah.
And he got a legal license from Sandoz to sell acid here. He turned on Aldous Huxley, Gerald Herman. Even the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous was an acid head.
Well, that doesn't totally shock me, honestly.
Well, it might shock some of your listeners or enlighten.
This is true. This is true. And that's what we're about.
Yeah.
We definitely want to enlighten our audience and let them know.
Of course.
Absolutely. We want them to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a lot of fun. But we also want this to, give them something.
Yeah.
Take something away.
Exactly. Like Aldous Huxley was probably the most famous essayist of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Brave New World. In fact, two of his books were about the psychedelic experience.
Okay.
One was The Doors of Perception, and you know where the Doors got their name from?
Wasn't that William Blake?
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
I know myself.
So, The Doors...
Wasn't that, in fact, wasn't that from the marriage between heaven and hell?
Yep. Yeah. Heaven and Hell was another one book that was about the psychedelic experience as well.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a shock on this.
You're getting a shock? Might be because you're not on the carpet.
Too long or something?
No, you might not be on the... You might be a little wet in the shoes and you're... How bad of a shock is
it? If I go over here, I might be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that
feel? Yeah.
Well, is that better?
What's happening right now with this festival and other things like it is that we're using culture as a tool of social change.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, I'd say in the next couple of years, we're going to see pot here. And the cops are going to be okay with it. And the city's going to be okay.
Oh, absolutely. And you know that's it. And that's the thing. You always have these little bumps and struggles until finally it becomes status quo. We saw that many times over. We saw that with the civil rights in the 60s. We're starting to see that with the
gay rights,
transgender, what is it, LGBT?
Yeah.
There's too many letters. I can't remember.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And all the artwork that you see here.
Yeah, how do you like the artwork at Gonzo today?
Like, what I would love to see is, let's say, perforate water paper that looks like postage stamps where you lick the back. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Of course.
Highly illegal, but that would be interesting.
It would be interesting. Postal Impressionist.
That's a good one. Postal Impressionist.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, as you know, a lot of rather really interesting people have done psychedelics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy who got the Nobel Prize for discovering the double helix, Crick.
Yeah.
Psychedelic person.
Yeah. I myself have dabbled, but I ain't even going to lie. Will not lie to our audience.
Well,
Chris,
as you know, just about all the musicians in the 60s did. I don't know about the musicians of today. Are they known for
Oh, sure they do.
Okay.
I do myself. As some of our audience probably knows, I have a background in music journalism.
Oh, yeah.
And I've interviewed a lot of bands, and we have talked, a lot of those bands, we have talked about their times. One in particular.
You shared your experiences with them.
Yes, one in particular I was talking to, and I'll even quote them, say, hey, Ramming Speed, great guys. Now, Ramming Speed, they were touring out in Germany, and they had quite an LSD experience out in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell us.
It became a naked. It became naked and intense.
Yeah. I would like to see a book about all these various musicians that have done psychedelics, writers, filmmakers, people like that. I mean, it'd be an impressive list myself. Jack Nicholson won Academy Awards 3 times, and he did one of the legal acid experiments.
Yeah.
Which goes to show how long he's been around.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, talk it up. And I'm not saying everybody should do it. I'm just saying it should be legal.
So you have more of an Amsterdam kind of look at it.
I've been to Amsterdam, and it's a very safe place, and a very fun place, and a very happening place. Which is how it should be.
Hey, you are right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well,
is there anything else you want to know?
No, it's nice talking to you, though, for sure.
Okay, we'll talk again sometime.
Sounds good, man. Make sure to check out the great Gonzo, GonzoToday.com and the Great American Circus podcast. Well, there you had them. You had the LSD popsicle guy, man. Did I tell you? Did I not tell you the guy was a little off his rocker? Anyway, so, but yeah, no, today, this podcast, 2.5, no. Sorry, guys, no Dr. Jafarious. Sorry. National Affairs Desk, not happening on this one. But, of course, we give him the shout-out. What, am I that kind of jack-off? No, I'm going to give my man the shout-out, because he's working hard, he's doing what he's doing. But anyway, so, there you had him, the LSD Popsicle Man. This next one was an interesting one. This beautiful girl, she's standing there, and we call her over, of course. And, yeah, she's pretty cool. We're talking. Then she brings up her boyfriend who did some kind of performance there and said his name, Frog Corpse.
And I honestly, I wasn't expecting a whole lot from him. I wasn't sure what to expect from him at all. Neither was Chris. We were both kind of like frog corpse. And Chris kind of gave me that look like, dude, don't put him on. Are you? No. I'm like, nah, let's do it. You know, we got that ESP thing through the eyes. Boogity boogity. But anyway, so I bring on the frog corpse and it turned out to be a great interview. It was fun. He had a lot of insight into Louisville that some were great insights. Some were pretty harsh, honestly. He had some harsh things to say about Louisville. But anyway, let's get to him. Here is the girlfriend and then, of course, Frog Corpse himself.
Cosplaying Hunter.
Really?
Yeah. You don't see this guy over here?
There's t-shirts in the way. I can't see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's cosplaying
and
Hunter.
There's people.
I did not think I was going to see a cosplayer here and get Gonzo Fest. Is there? There's four of them, huh? Come over here. Come over here. Get over here. You put a crazy old man on. Let's get you on.
I don't want
to
laugh.
No, that's okay. Why? Laughing is a good thing.
Laugh's fine. It's the Great American Circus. Laugh all you want.
Have you ever heard of laugh therapy? There's a podcast where they actually laugh.
And that's
you
it?
Have to laugh. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You're kidding me.
It's all about laughing.
But you know what? She listened to it. That's
she had to. It was the curiosity part of it, right?
It was.
I probably would too. It's sort of like, it's one of those things that you don't know what you're getting into when you do. And then once you do, it's like watching a train wreck. You can't stop.
So how long was the laughter?
How long did I listen to it?
Yeah, well, how long was the podcast of laughter? Let's start there.
It was about an hour, probably.
An hour of laughing. And how long did you make it?
I listened to...
Don't tell me an hour.
No, I was at work. I'd say about 45 seconds.
So the entire podcast is just laughing?
Yes.
Interesting.
Laugh therapy.
So I've heard of laugh therapy.
Did it give you the giggles or did it just aggravate you to no end? Like you were ready to...
It made me not want to laugh.
You just didn't want to hear laughter ever again from there?
No.
See, I thought like the point of laugh therapy was you're supposed to laugh.
Well, it obviously screwed her up because she straight up came on here, I don't want to laugh. It fucked her up somewhere in the head.
Apparently so, but like what I'm saying is like it's supposed to be like you're laughing and when you laugh, you're doing a workout a little bit.
Well, sure, you're working out the diaphragm, you're burning calories, I guess, but you can burn calories drinking ice water, too.
Yes, and it's a much more effective way of doing it, probably.
Even a little more enjoyable, honestly.
Water is good.
I like water. What was your name? What's your name? We didn't get
My
your name.
My name is Becky.
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 Becky, we appreciate it.
No problem.
Have you been to GonzoToday.com?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
I will.
You need to.
Okay.
Got great writers there, great artwork, which is also on display here. Mm-hmm. You can also reach us through there.
Okay.
We are the Great American Circus Podcast. I'm Kidman. This is Chris Labosco.
What's up?
How you doing?
Great meeting you.
Good to be here. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. How are you liking the bands? You're digging the whole thing here at Gonzo Fest?
Awesome. My boyfriend, he performed.
Oh, he
really?
Performed. There
Wait,
you go.
What band is he from?
Huh? He's not in the band.
What?
He went up there and he freestyled.
Oh, there we go.
So like the doom funeral kind of music.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. We might have to.
His name is
him.
Frog Corpse.
What is it?
Frog Corpse.
I thought I heard that. That's what I thought I heard.
Yes.
Where does that name come from? Or should we get him over here?
His last name is Ford, so he kind of jumbled it a little. And
yeah.
I guess all through high school, he was Frog. Frog?
Yeah,
Dave? You want to be on the podcast?
Get your ass over here, Frog. Get over
What's
here,
up,
Frog.
Fuck faces. All right.
There we go.
Wow, see, I like this
Comes
guy already.
Strong.
He's a prick.
All right.
You'll get along well with him, then.
How do you like it?
I am a prick. I know this. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good, man. So how you liking Louisville? It sucks dick, huh?
No, I'm loving it.
You do?
I do like this. Cool. Well, why? Why was it suck dick? Give me some info.
We haven't been here that long. Traps you have to drive through to get here?
Oh, well, that's some bullshit. I ain't even going to lie there.
I mean, it's like where the homeless go to die. So, where have you been in the fucking city, man?
Monkey Ranch!
I couldn't tell you because we got
Monkey
lost.
Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, back in the 1930s when they fucking paved this place, everybody was just like, fuck it. And they just started making, like, lefts and rights and shit. But here's the places to hit up in Louisville if you're wanting to seek it out. Monkey Ranch, number one.
Which we were there.
That was a great place.
I also like to promote Flanagan's Ale House on Bardstown.
Flanagan's Ale House?
Yeah, you'll be getting imports where you're like, oh, this shit actually exists. And you'll drink it, and in a couple blinks, you'll be crawling on the floor. Just like
I like that.
I mean, at Monkey Ranch, the walls get a little bit crazy after a few drinks. You're like, okay.
Well, they also have the upstairs, too.
Awesome. Have you checked out Cherokee Park, where Hunter used to run and all that and throw down?
No, we have not gotten it. We've been work.
Doing?
We've been working.
Working?
Working.
That sucks.
Kinda, yeah. I ain't even gonna lie. But we've been having fun. We were at the Gonzo House.
Okay.
And, well, we essentially drank ourselves stupid last night. So that was kind of the extent of Louisville.
Right.
Okay.
Went out to the Monkey
House
Ranch,
parties.
Went back to the house, got drunk.
Okay, so when you went here, you haven't seen Cherokee Park. Well, you got enough time to do that.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, you should also check out all of Bardstown Road, which is pretty much like our High Ashbury here, as far as Louisville goes. It's about the creme de la creme, as good as it gets.
This would be the equivalent of like Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, Michigan
we're from Chicago.
Well, that's cool. I used to throw down in Chicago, did American Idol there, and tryouts in 2012.
Wow. How did you do?
I got 100 place. So, and then.
Well, let's hear something. What did you sing for? Get your ass going.
I'll be honest, though. What I sing to get in, because I'm not a cappella dude, man. I'll be honest with
you.
Right. It's hard. As soon as I get the band behind me, it's over. But
hold on.
No,
I'll give you a note.
You're going to pull out.
I'll give you a note.
That's a fucking kazoo and a harmonica. That's beautiful.
That ain't a kazoo.
That's a fucking. Honer should be punched in the face for making that. What tune is that? B?
No, this is the Big River harp. So
I mean,
it's
like
supposed
tuning,
to sound.
Like A.
Solo.
All right. I did Tool's Writing 2 to get in, and then REM's Losing My Religion, and then
Why?
I'm just not that.
You
guy.
Did it for fucking American Idol, and they're a bunch of chumps.
I had the balls then. That was actually awkward. It was more like mass marketing with a two parts partial anal rapage. I guess it's what it feels like, especially in front of 30,000 people. It gets kind of nervous when you're on the Chicago Bulls arena, and they're like, just sing in midair, like, oh, it's fucking over, dude. But with the places, though, besides Cherokee Park that you need to hit out to and Flanagan's and all that, if you're into food or anything when you come down here, besides Gonzo Fest, it's basically hitting up Spinelli's, man. Spinelli's Pizza.
Spinelli's.
Yeah, and of course, the ever so loving.
See, you're talking pizza, man.
Yeah, pizza, dude.
We're from Chicago.
Well, dude, it's different. It's more like a New York style.
But it ain't
no deep dish
New
like
York
Giordano's, because Giordano's throws down up there.
They do.
I don't know who else is better than Giordano's.
There's a lot of great
when
pizza
I go to Chicago, I always choose Kuma's Corner. So,
there you go. They're putting one up in Schaumburg now.
Yeah, dude, they make the best burgers ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
the
of
Pantera
course,
burger.
For me, the Pantera Burger, they had the Norther Burger while I was there watching the Agalock show back in April of like a few years ago. And aside that, man, they had, Chicago's great.
It's a lot of character, man.
It's got more shit than here, but.
Did you end up going to any blues clubs while you were there?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Except for the House of Blues, but that was to see Arch Enemy, so that wasn't even blues.
No. You gotta go to like Rosie's.
So I wasn't seeing Mississippi Fred McDowell or anything like that. It wasn't that, House of Blues is more like a monopoly of where should be blues, but then you go in there and you're like, it's totally absent of that genre. It's kind of like CBGB's when they started out as country and bluegrass, and then you go there and
plus the House of Blues has shit sound.
Yeah. All right, to give perspective on House of Blues, my brother, when he was like in grade school, went and saw Aaron Carter at the House of Blues. So that right there should tell you all you need to know about the House of Blues.
That kind of scares me. me.
Right.
Right, exactly.
But I got to get across totally to his agent, though. I mean, come on.
Right, yeah.
On the stage there, that's what's up. Yeah. Like, who you serve?
Remind me to fuck
get
with
the
him.
Fuck there.
But, remind me to fuck with your brother next time I see him.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
So, besides Gonzo Today and the podcast, what are you looking for in Louisville besides the epicenter and spirit of Hunter?
Booze.
Booze? Flanagan's?
Booze.
Flanagan's. The monkey wrench. It will never end.
Yeah.
You'll be
so they
asking.
Got booze and blues?
Yeah, booze, blues.
He's looking
at probably boobs. So you got the three B's for the best things,
love
I
it.
Guess you so.
Now, how about the F? Food.
Maybe. It depends on the I mean,
because that's me. I'm the food guy.
Pub food here is hit or miss, but there are some things here that are actually worth trying. Flanagan's is all right.
Yeah.
With their grill workers back there, they're on top of their game.
Monkey Wrench actually had some pretty good food,
too. And the Wrench, I was about to say, the Wrench is nonstop. They don't fuck around when it comes to food there.
No.
It's like the coup de grace of, like, anything you'd want to, you know, eat. But for me, as a burger eater, though, like, say, Kuma's Corner's killing everybody. And
we actually were just at it. Actually, I forgot about that. When we first got here, we were hungry, and we went to a burger joint here in town.
Really?
Start with a G.
What was it? It was
Grind? Something? Was it Grinder? Or I don't know what it was called.
Oh my god! It's a little shithole.
Yeah, it was
like
a little
totally
place. It was. It,
I wouldn't even know, man. Because
it's fairly new too. I think
it had to be very new.
See,
it quick.
Yeah. The good burger I know that's like the whole like has a franchise is a fucking Smash Burger.
No, it wasn't Smash Burger. This
like,
place was like
it was a little
it was
place.
Like a little hipster joint, but
okay.
I mean it was dude great. I'm going there again before I leave.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah.
Where was it? Like, do you know what street?
Do you
or
remember
anything?
Where we
it
were?
Was near. It was near the near where like Freedom Hall is. It was near there.
Yeah, it was somewhere.
Okay.
Right. That's
I can't
right.
Remember.
It was somewhere around there.
Cool. Yeah.
See, you even just found about shit I don't know about. And then there's also the Troll Pub too. It's down
Troll
under the
pub.
Bridge, Second Street Bridge.
Troll
they got
okay.
some good eats there too, and booze, man. And there's actually a real fucking troll statue outside. So it's like
that's awesome.
Land of Mysterious Adventure. It's near Whiskey Row, the original where bourbon was actually, you know, created, distilled, and people were doing the speakeasy type of deal back before Prohibition and Prohibition and
right.
stuff. Because to know bourbon here, it actually was sold and distributed to New Orleans. So to get bourbon's taste, most of the people were drinking on a French type of brandy, and that's how the actual barrels were charred and turned into the bourbon, was to actually recreate the same taste from the French brandy at the time, because that's what they were doing in their casks at their
wow.
distilleries. So the bourbon that you
you're
love to taste. Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell yes. I know what's up, especially when you have to be trapped here from birth, you know, to be fucking. It's like a.
Come on, this
like,
town is not bad. It really is.
This is almost like Key West where old people go to fucking die. But,
So you're saying we have, like, all the younger people here right now?
Pretty
in
much.
Louisville?
If they're not in fucking school on a Saturday, I don't know.
Grindburger.
Grindburger.
But, no, I mean, this place is all
the burger
right.
joint.
Grindburger is the
Grindburger.
Name.
Okay. All right.
Really tasty, man.
Yeah, it's off of it's off of Preston Highway.
They got good craft beers there, too, and stuff.
So how long are you guys in town for?
We're here until Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday?
We leave Sunday.
Yeah.
You better hit up Barstown Road in Cherokee Park while you're there.
Yeah.
I mean, you still got like a time. You still got like
absolutely.
A whole,
I mean, this whole day is going to be this.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You know.
So how you enjoying it now? It's out of fucking control, dude.
I'm loving it.
It's great.
I'm absolutely
it's good
loving
vibes.
It. And
very good
you
vibes.
Were performing, right?
Yeah. My name's Frog Corpse.
Frog Corpse.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
Frog.
I used to have a metal band called Machine Gun Skullfuck, and getting that promoted was basically like
what is
promoting
it?
Seth Sex.
It sounds like a grindcore band.
Yeah,
or
it was
something.
Actually black metal, man. We used to tune
okay.
and drop D and do like because we. When I was a kid doing it, we grew up and I learned how to scream listening to fucking Danny Filth from Cradle of Filth.
There you go.
So we came out right out of the gate, just fucking, it was over.
Nice.
And then from that, I took it on for one of my favorite bands is over in Germany. They're called Caliban. And basically, we try to adopt some of their sound techniques before, you know,
yeah,
people move on and grow up and get real jobs and fucking lose talent.
It's hard to make money
in
those genres. It's very hard to make money out of that genre.
Well, if you're in for the money, I mean, for me, it was more about, like, I'm in it for the journey of traveling. Like, we'll work for ticket, but, like, well, fuck the money part. It's just like, if you could book me in another fucking state, then I am totally down.
Right.
As long as I can afford it. Or if you could be like, yeah, I got a couch for you, you're fucking covered, dude. Then I'm like, all right, it's game on. Because everything else to me is a waste of Monopoly and shit when you could be putting it to better use. Like, now we're building a stupid fucking bridge, like, down the river from where our asses be seated right here. And, frankly, you noticed all the fucking potholes in the street.
Oh, yeah. We can't absolutely. Those,
but we can build a fucking bridge.
So would you say that you're a fan of the mayor who we just
he's
had?
All right, yeah. I mean, mayor, he's done
Greg
better
Fisher.
For the, he's done better for the city than what Aberson's jackass did before. And
how long has he been mayor?
Mr. Fisher? Honestly, I don't know because I've been out of the state for years. So maybe it's like, I know at least more than 4 years probably. So, I mean, a roundabout, because I'm not a politician, I don't chase that, except for, you know, when bitch McConnell likes to fist fuck everybody.
That's a good one.
And then now we got retarded Rand Paul running for president, which is pretty much basically saying, hello, America, we are the ancestral lineage of cultural, you know, I guess, interbreeding of familiar relations. It's almost like he's a poster child for fucking, you know, pedophilia. Yeah. I mean, really, with his words and speech, I mean, how much more? Our choices are fucked. So I don't.
They're always going.
This is a scary year.
As the mayor himself here, as far as doing this and supporting this, no other mayor would.
No.
Even if Hunter was alive today, I'm pretty sure the mayor would be like, fuck yes. I mean, he wouldn't go on air and say that, but, you know, like, he would
be
like,
we just had him on the show, so.
We wholeheartedly support this because that's, I guess, what pisses me off about this town is it takes, like, a prophet's not accepted in their homeland, and what you have greatness that comes from the city and doesn't get noticed, and then when it does, it's basically like we say, fuck you, and then when you get somewhere in life, then we want to fucking accolade your merits and be like, yeah, that's our guy.
Right.
When 20 years before that, you're like, fuck that guy. We don't even want people to know he's from here. Let's keep that as a dirty little secret. And then when someone dies, then you erect him as a legend. And it's basically like the whole world is a writer. A writer can't pay his debts with his own words. Never. And if you do, you're fucking lucky. And you should
very
appreciate
lucky.
That. And
very much so.
For people like Hunter to pave a new way for journalism and coming from Louisville, it's basically you take the gritty from this town and use it as an arsenal of ammo to fire back. Just with, like, you know, Kentucky Derby's depraved issue of back in the day. Of
right.
That. And,
right.
Of course, Fear and Loathing, you know, that
Hell's
all
Angels
centered around his life. And actually, at the same time, when those are right, it's pretty much being, like, cast out of this fucking city. Because where are you going to go after so many people tell you, fuck you, to your face? You're going to turn around and say, fuck you, I'm going to do my own thing.
This
and then
true.
You're going to have to watch from the sidelines what happens.
Well, Louisville's had a lot of very famous rebels who they very much appreciate having.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Hunter, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
You've got, well, fuck Diane Sawyer.
Well,
but
yeah. I mean, you got him, but he ain't Wolf from Vietnam, so we
Johnny
won't even
Depp.
Get to that. Yeah.
You got Johnny Depp on
here. He was from Marlinsboro, most definitely.
Well, yeah.
But still Kentucky.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So you
very
get
famous
somewhat,
rebels.
Somewhat you get some of the finest people from Kentucky.
Yeah.
But they'll also tell you, too, if in close conversation, that this is a shithole and it should be better than what it is. So, but today, it is fucking great, and thank you for having me.
Yeah,
like,
glad to have you on,
man. Appreciate it. Sorry you wouldn't sing for us, but, you know.
You know what?
You could
maybe
sing for these fine people.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, you guys
awesome.
Have a good afternoon. I'm going to hand the mic back to you and let you guys do your thing.
All right. Definitely.
No
maybe we'll have a beer together later.
Nice to meet you.
For sure. Yeah, it's a car.
Yeah, there you go.
There you had it. The hot girlfriend and the frog corpse. And they were great. They were absolutely great. The laughing podcast, the everything. But anyway, as I promised, there was a story with Chris. and it coming up towards the end of the night in this segment that we did. Let me just paint the picture. We were all standing there getting ready to get into the ending of the podcast. And, 1200, the rapper was on the stage and everything, the mood was set beautifully. And then up walks a beautiful blonde girl, real short, probably about 5 foot nothing, and long blonde hair, beautiful lips, the whole bit. And Chris had been trying to muster up the little acorns to get talking to some girls that day. And he finally had an opportunity and a chance to. So he starts talking to this girl, you know, getting to know her a little bit, getting to know her, putting on a little bit of swag. She shot him down. The poor little bastard fucking folded. And and she didn't do it very nicely. She did it pretty harsh. Just like, no. I mean, just flat stone-faced him. And we're standing there, and all of a sudden, this very butch-looking girl with a Misfits on, with Misfits shirt on, comes up, throws her arm around the blonde. Rainbows lit our way and caused a lot of jokes at Chris's expense later that night. Needless to say, he was hitting on Lang the lesbian's girlfriend. And but anyway, so what I'm getting to is this last segment. This is the last segment of the night, and we had a few issues, so you'll have to bear with us on some there. You'll hear these little clips, and what was happening later at the end were the people that were breaking everything down, and people were unplugging their own booths and whatnot. It started clipping our audio a little bit, but I really wanted to put this up, and I hope you can bear with a couple of these weird clips that happen inside this segment of the podcast, because Lang the Lesbian, she was great. I would love to find her again and have a hell of a Bambi walk, which you will find out what the Bambi walk is. If you don't know what it is already, I'm assuming you need to know. If you're in Louisville, you'll know what the Bambi Walk is. But I had no clue, but I would love to do it. So here we go. Lang the Lesbian and her girlfriend.
Some people that we met over here.
No, I'm just making sure that the
well, you
mic
get that fucker on.
Put it on. Just make sure you've turned the switch on. That's
I
all.
Always turn the switch on.
I hope so.
All right.
Hello.
There you are.
Here we are. Hello.
So what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Lang. We're in Louisville, Kentucky right now at Gonzo Fest 2015.
Yep. We got a hairdresser here.
In the making.
In the making.
Yes.
We got a hairdresser in the making.
Absolutely. Five more months.
Five more months?
Yeah. Absolutely. Trying to get in, get out.
They came at the very end. You know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Now
you just
work.
Fucked up. It's okay.
You got to have priorities.
You know, and so is work. Work's important. You know, but so what have you thought so far with the little bit of walking around?
Oh, I love it. There's so much art here. The local community is extremely talented. There's so many different medias. There's anything from just ink work to like wood burnings, and it's really incredible. Louisville is amazing.
Excellent. Oh, so you went to go see Andrew then at the wood burning?
I guess so.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the artist's name, but I think so.
He's
it was
amazing.
Really good.
He's an amazing artist. He actually put a wood burning piece aside for me.
Oh, did
so,
he?
Yes.
That's love.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's very much love. Love that guy.
Yes,
Andrew's great. The fest has been great. You've missed a lot.
I know.
You missed that big 30-foot Hunter S. Thompson puppet.
It'll be on
eyes.
Social media tomorrow.
You will see it with us for sure.
Perfect, yes.
Yeah,
we'll
with
be on
Gonzo
the website.
Today. With Gonzo today and probably on the American Circus podcast also.
Perfect.
Yeah. You'll see it on our site, AmericanCircusPodcast.com.
Awesome.
So you can see all the fun and all the stupid shit that we've done tonight. It's a blast. All the beer I've went through sitting here interviewing people.
Absolutely. It's been a great day for you, hasn't it?
I'm a little loaded.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that he wasn't loaded when the mayor was here. That would have been a little awkward.
Actually, I was a little buzzed when he came.
Where are you really?
I was. Dude, I haven't ate. I ate a croissant at like 9 this morning. I have not ate a damn thing yet.
We'll add that to the list with Louisville that you've been mispronouncing.
Louisville. Louisville.
You just got to go to Smashburger and you'll be good.
No, you know, well, now I'm going to rave about this place and they better give us a sponsorship. What's the joint again?
Grindburger?
Grindburger.
What is that?
Oh, see, we found the Louisville spot.
Oh, my God.
That's what we did.
It's like a fairly new place, though, too, I think.
I would say it probably is.
It's not far from Freedom Hall.
Yeah.
So it's
like, like that.
That tells me exactly.
Yeah, that was
you go
really
down
good
this
direction.
Way, and then you make a left
good.
Somewhere, and it's in this little strip mall.
It's also great audio for the podcast, too, because they can clearly see your hand gestures through the audio, right?
Boom.
It's crooked like my dick.
Well, so glad I'm a lesbian.
There we are. Get that shit. All right. Yeah. No. The Grindburger?
Grindburger. Yeah.
I'll It is amazing.
It is a good
the
place.
The burgers are great. They got these gourmet burgers.
They got craft beer, too.
Lots
of craft
there.
Beer. Yeah.
Let's see. I can.
You'll have to find this. It was on Yelp, was it?
No. Urban Spoon.
Urban Spoon.
Which is a great app.
Ah, there we go.
Urban Spoon. Wink, wink. We could use sponsorship.
There we go. Hit me up.
Definitely. It's a great place for sure. You want to hit that joint.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be your like Louisville's hidden gem.
You already
for
know
sure.
Louisville nightlife.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
But I get around.
Your pronunciation
I'm a real
of
whore.
It's getting really good, too.
Is it? Am I getting...
Yeah, well, kind of.
Louisville.
That was a little there.
Deep in the throat.
Don't have much anymore.
Okay.
Louisville.
That's good enough. That like, sounds good.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
No,
get your ass out there.
Pirates.
Come on.
She's shy.
You might not be tall enough for that. Get on the microphone. Oh, don't be a wussy. It's not like I can't hear you anyway. You're coming through this. Coming through my mic. But no, nice thing.
It really
it
is.
Yeah.
Every day.
Tell us what the greatest part of Louisville nightlife.
Oh man, you got to go to the Highlands. Really,
what's the Highlands?
Highlands. Oh, do I explain it? It's a very. It really is the heart of Louisville. It's really artistic. Really, every kind of person is there. Everyone from East Side, South End, West End, doesn't matter. Everyone is welcome there. It's a really good community. Everything there just about is local.
Is there booze?
Is it what?
Booze? Is there booze?
Oh, God, yeah. There's
all right.
That he's
bar
there.
After bar after bar, absolutely. There's this thing called the Bambi Walk. So, like, when you turn 21, yeah, you're supposed to hit up every bar that's on Bardstown Road. And by the end, you're walking like Bambi. Yeah, you're just fucked up.
That's pretty great.
That's mean. Bambi lost, like,
Bambi went through a lot, but he came out triumphant. So that's the thing to take away from this.
Nice. I like it, though.
All right.
Bambi Walk.
So I have the address here, too. It's 3311 Preston Highway is where Grindburger is.
There you go.
So
Preston Highway?
3311 Preston Highway.
Okay.
I think it's the street that Grindburger is on. That's what
sounds
it says.
About right.
I don't know. I just follow the GPS.
There you go.
The last time I was here, I was at Freedom Hall, and I drove right past it. I was like, well, I kind of know where I'm at right now.
That works, yeah. You definitely want to hit those guys. They're wonderful.
They're really nice people, too.
They were. It's a little hipster, a little bit.
Yeah, that's Louisville.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a huge hipster community here.
There really is. That's really what the Highlands is a lot of hipsters, but there's some gyms in there.
Nice. I'm not totally against hipsters. They're all right.
You know,
I find it a little weird with the little tiny jeans, but...
Against the gym, though.
No, theirs are even tighter. And it's the guys, which amazes me. It's like
that's
they mustn't
true.
Have any goddamn
you
dicks.
You gotta tuck it somewhere, right?
They're tucking
there's
behind.
There's cavities you can put it in. To my understanding, you just got to watch Drag Race and it'll explain everything. Drag queens know the secret. It is.
Wow.
Drag queens are what's up.
Oh, so you just outed every hipster boy.
Absolutely.
They're tuckers.
They
tuckers and tapers.
Tuckers and tapers. Every now and then you'll see that little bulge down there, though. They don't know how to tuck it right.
I'm not down with the androgyny. If you got it, flaunt it.
No.
I mean,
I totally agree.
You know.
Absolutely. I know.
It can't be comfortable, but hey, whatever. Sure, do it.
I'm not doing it. Are you going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't know if my thighs will fit into those, man. It's not going to work. It's just not happening.
Probably not.
And I got a fat ass too, so forget it.
Well, that's that WAP ass. You
I know. I got.
Ooh, I probably shouldn't even say that. Well, fuck them too. Fuck your Italians.
You know what? You know what?
What's up? Oh, you're gonna give me the finger? Is that what you just did?
No, actually, I talk with my hands. I can't help it. What do you want me to do?
Theatrical.
Fucking Italians.
Yeah. That's how it goes. And now, yeah, of course.
Did you just sit on the bar of that chair?
I did. It was not very comfortable.
It's a familiar feeling.
Like the backseat of a Volkswagen, right?
Yeah.
You heard it. Lang the Lesbian here on The Great American Circus. All right, a big thank you to everybody who was on the show. Ron Whitehead, the Mayor Greg Fisher, Mark. Everyone who was here, Frog Corpse and his girlfriend, you crazy LSD freak, everyone, I thank you. People who didn't quite make the cut on the show, we love you. Thank you for being on the show, and we had a great time out in Gonzo Fest. Couldn't ask for a better time. We couldn't. And I know I speak for Chris when I sincerely, again, say thank you to Ron and the Gonzo Committee there for Gonzo Fest and the whole city of Louisville, Kentucky. We do thank you. And till next time, Circus Freaks and Gonzos, I'm Kidman Williams. Later. Adios.